Welcome to the Leadership Forum Podcasts. This episode is a recording of the live session that happens on alternate Mondays on Hope FM's mid-morning show, featuring the Bishop of Christ is the Answer Ministries, Reverend Dr. David Oginde, hosted by Wamboi Mburu.
So, Bishop, we go to the second part. Having done recruitment, and I was going to ask a question on recruitment. Maybe yes. Let me wind up that before yes. We go to the second part.
Yes.
Supposing then, like Joshua, you already drew
signed,
a...
Yeah, you already signed the treaty with this person.
Yeah. Let's call it a contract. A job contract.
Contract is a treaty, really.
Yes.
And by the way, it is very similar. It's a treaty, really. Because once you brought a person on board, getting them out is a nightmare. It's a very difficult thing. And especially right now with our laws, it's becoming more and more difficult to get people off board, to release them. So that's why I emphasize that the recruitment becomes very critical, how you bring people on board. But once they're on board, what can you do? I think there are several things that you can do. There are people who are low in their emotional intelligence simply because there's been no one to help them recognize who they are, the weaknesses they have, and how they can overcome. To me, those are great people because they can be helped.
Okay.
They can be trained. And so training is a critical component of our leadership system, that we don't bring people on board and just leave them there, but we are able to train them, to use a Christian word, disciple them, so that they can grow out of their weaknesses. And there are people who have been helped and have turned out to be great people. You know, they once they have been helped to recognize a better way of living, a better way of working, a better way of looking at things, they have turned out to be great people. So that is one group that I can say are easier to deal with once they are on board. Just that training, working with them, showing them how we do things around this place, what is not acceptable, what is acceptable, and they grasp it and are ready to go with it. Then there's another group that have the desire but have not the capacity. This is a group, I would say, it is their nature or their character. So even though you take them through training, their nature and their character is such that this is how they will always do things. They know what is right, but they don't know how to do it. You know? That is a more difficult group to deal with. But still a group that one could work with.
Because they have the desire.
They have the desire. It's just that it's like a handicap. You know, it's a handicap. It's like a person who is disabled, you know. They would really like to walk straight, but they are disabled, they are handicapped. They are not able to do that which other ordinary people can do. So you cannot 100% blame them for that handicap, especially if they are willing to be helped. So there are people who in their nature, in their character, they are just this way. They still can also be helped in terms of training, discipling, but it requires more energy, more effort, and particularly more patience, you know, because they are not going to turn around just like that. Mm. It will be a long, drawn-out journey before they are able to change their way of doing things because it is in their nature. The third group is people who are deliberate. It could be their nature, but they are not willing to change. You know, these are the people who will tell you, for me, that's just the way I am, you know. So when a person says, that's just the way I am, it means they are telling you, take me or leave me. Take it or leave it. I am not ready to change. I'm not going to change. Don't expect me to change. So if you like me, you like me. If you don't like me, you don't like me. They may not say it, but you can see it in their behavior. You can see it in their attitude. You can see it displayed. Those are the most dangerous people because they do not give a damn, as it is said, in what they do, what they say, how, because they don't even believe in what you are doing. So these are the people who, as Callisto says, toxic, you know. They will cause the organization to be really contaminated. Even good people who are with you, they'll go to them and plant wrong ideas and wrong things in their mind. So they begin even to doubt what they thought was true. You know?
These are those.
These people. They will go to a person and say, did you know so-and-so is like this or like that? Did you know that the boss is, this is what the boss is doing? The other day when he said this, this is what he meant. And people are like, really? And because they are very good at this, they will take little truths mixed with a lot of lies. And so because there's this little truth, you say, ah, yes, he did say that. You know, he did do that.
It sounds so much like Genesis chapter 3.
Exactly. You know, he did do. That's what he meant. That's what they are doing, you know. And they talk about they. And they contaminate the whole system. They contaminate the organization. These are people who are cancerous, really. And the only way to deal with the cancer, if you find a lump that has been declared cancerous, the only thing you do is to cut it off. Painful, but you remove it. Otherwise, the rest of the body will suffer from that cancer. So these people, I call them cancerous, and the only solution is to remove them as quickly as you can. It is a painful experience. It's a painful thing. But leaving them on board, allowing them to continue, will only contaminate the system. So those are three kinds of people that you could have in your system once they are on board. You look very worried.
Yes, I am. I will be sorted. Answer this question for me, maybe. How can you tell group number three? Because I think group number one, group number two may be easier to deal with. Since it's easier to deal with them, you help them, you disciple them, both of them, just that you said group two takes more time and more patience, but they have
the desire. It is all in attitude, by the way. It is all
the only symptom we are looking for
is attitude.
Is attitude.
Yes. Because Womboi, we use you for example.
Okay.
Has this habit of passing on information and bad mouthing, as we would call it, the organization and the leadership of the ministry. And so I call Womboi to my office and I say, Womboi, I've had this and this and this. You said about this and this. Where did you get that? You know?
Mm.
And you tell me, well, I'm sorry, but I had this and I thought it was this. And I say, no, that's not what it was. You know? Then you say, I'm very sorry. And I say, Womboi, you know, I have had others more than just this. This is not the first time. Do you think there's something that you can do about the information you get and how you process it and how you pass it on to people? That before you pass on information, please try and find out, is this true or not true? Don't pick things on the surface and run with them. And Vamboy says, yes, Bishop.
I will do that.
I try my best.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm very sorry about what I did. And I can sense it from Vamboy's face and Vamboy's heart that she is genuinely sorry for what happened and genuinely is going to try not to do this again.
Yeah.
3 weeks down the road, same story. I call Vamboy and say, Vamboy, I thought we talked about this. What happened?
Yeah.
And Vamboy is very sorry and say, I actually just don't know what happened. But
it is a spirit.
It is something that is just in me that if you can pray with me, I really would like this to go out of me. I would not want, and I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to mess up the organization. But somehow I found myself doing this again. I promise you I will not do it. I am very sorry. I'm so sad. I'm ashamed of myself. You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you can sense it from Mamboy's heart that indeed
it is the truth.
It is true. She is genuinely sorry.
The second time.
Now, what that tells me is that Vamboy is this person who would like to do right, but finds herself doing wrong.
The spirit is willing.
Yes.
But the flesh is weak.
Yes. So I therefore want to deal with her on this on a more systematic way, give her ways of how she can avoid doing this, and help her to be able to get out of it. But I called another Vamboy into my office the first time. And I said, Vamboy, I had this, and this. I said, no, that is not true. I have never said anything like that. Whoever told you that is wrong. I can never do anything like that. No. Then I say, no, Vamboy, I have evidence. So and so. Or I have got information from this and I've got this. And they said, those people are lying about me. I have never done anything like that. You know, I'm going to find out who told you this and I'm going to deal with them. And Vamboy is not accepting at all.
Vamboy too.
Yeah, Vamboy too.
Mm.
Is not accepting at all. That
she and is not remorseful at all.
Is not remorseful at all. They are looking for this person who may have reported. And now they are going to go out there and find out that all the people
now.
That, yes, and go and deal with them. You, why did you go and tell the boss? No. You know? So it means they are not ready to change. They are not remorseful. She is looking for scapegoats.
And the truth being that was the truth.
Yes.
All right.
The truth is that was the truth.
Okay.
3 weeks down the road, she is on to another thing again.
Mm.
And you call and they say, now this time I have evidence. You did this and this and this. I said, no, it's not me. It was so and so.
Okay.
So you can tell that here is a person who is given to creating this disorder in the organization, but is not willing
to
accept.
The truth is also scarce with this person.
Yes.
Truth is not important.
So it tells you that if you allow this person to continue, first they are not accepting, and now they will continue to up their game, you know, so that it is not known. Pass it on through other people, you know. I'm just telling you, don't tell anybody, you know.
Yeah.
And that cancer begins to get into the organization.
All right.
They can even turn around what we discussed in my office. You know, the boss called me into my office, into his office, and imagine what he was telling me.
Oh.
And she turns around the whole thing.
And we have two very different people there.
Yes.
Okay.
By chance I mentioned somebody, you know, so-and-so told me that you did this and that, they will go there and say, you know.
Straight on. I hear you.
So you can see that these are different people.
Mm.
The first two Vamboys are really people who are willing to change. It's just that somehow they have this weakness. But if helped, they can be helped.
They can be helped. Some people are helpable.
Yes.
Is there an English word like that?
Yes.
Okay. We hear it now.
But others,
maybe
it is in their system, and they are not willing to change. If now you get them and you really catch them, all they will tell you is, "For me, that's how I am." You know, that's okay. Just how I am. That's just who I am.
Okay.
They are not remorseful at all.
They don't see what the issue is.
No, why are you making noise? I mean.
Okay. Bishop, we have to release you in just a few minutes' time.
Yes.
Maybe we can pick next time.
We will pick up the next one.
In the meantime, just.
Because the next one has actually several points under it.
Yeah.
Just how you structure the organization such that you create a good climate for the people that are working within the organization.
The structure.
Yes.
Hey, that one, we need time. We can't start it and then start giving you a go-ahead to leave us. The structuring, I think, is going to take some time.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask many questions.
Right.
So we look forward to Monday after next.
Yes.
So please join us every alternate Mondays and we can interact with him on the Leadership Forum.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Leadership Forum, Leading Through Conflict. These episodes are a collection of sessions we have archived over time at Hope FM. To catch the latest live discussions of the Leadership Forum, tune in to Hope FM every Monday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. East African Time on www.hopemediakenya.org or watch live on Facebook and YouTube at Hope FM Live. Join us again on the next episode to get leadership nuggets on the Leadership Forum. Brought to you by Friends of Hope, keeping hope alive.